This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Travel is going to be a challenge as a big winter storm brings snow, sleet, and freezing rain to much of the country. Some areas could get more than a foot of snow, and some areas are already getting slammed, like Missouri, Illinois, Indiana, and Michigan. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
The National Weather Service says 6 to 12 inches of snow is expected by Thursday morning in parts of the Rockies and Midwest, while heavy ice is likely from Texas through the Ohio Valley. For today and Thursday, the Weather Service says 8 to 14 inches of snow is possible in parts of Michigan. That includes Detroit, where the mayor activated snow emergency routes, and city crews are expected to work 12-hour shifts, salting and plowing major roads.
We want you to prepare for a four-day job, Thursday through Sunday, to get every neighborhood street are clear.
Audio courtesy of WXYZ-TV, where resident David McCall says he's ready.
Got two snowblowers in the backyard right now. I'm finna gas them up.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Washington's NFL team has a new name.
We are
Trailblazers.
Battle-tested.
Legends.
Leaders.
And one united community.
Everything we need is in this room.
We are the Commanders.
They are the Commanders. The new name just unveiled this morning comes after the team dumped its old name following criticism that it was offensive to Native Americans. Fired Miami Dolphins coach Brian Flores is suing the NFL and three teams, alleging racist hiring practices by the league. The NFL calls the claims without merit. Five people were shot and wounded outside of Milwaukee High School last night, Rufus King High School. Authorities looking for the suspect. This is AP News. Pfizer is trying to get its COVID vaccine for young children approved. The AP's Jennifer King reports on what this means.
At the urging of U.S. regulators, Pfizer is requesting authorization for a vaccine against the coronavirus for youngsters from ages 6 months to 5 years old. The move could open the way for 19 million young children, the only group not yet eligible for vaccines, to get their first shots as soon as early March. The FDA says it will convene a panel of independent researchers and doctors to help review the data. The CDC would also have to sign off. Many parents have been pushing for the expansion. Early Pfizer data has shown that the vaccine, with just one-tenth of the dose given to adults, is safe and does produce an immune response. But research found it was less effective for ages 2 to 5. So Pfizer added a third dose to the testing in hopes of improving protection. An insider says the Food and Drug Administration's been pushing Pfizer to file its application for the two-dose regimen to enable shots to start sooner and then come back once it has the full data regarding a third dose. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.